at contact@1360khnc.com.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
And greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. What is the war in the Ukraine, all about? Yes, it is Russia removing the neo-Nazi, Nazi nationalist enemy supported by the United States, European nations, and NATO. The expense, who's covering these expenses for this operation? Is it a combo of nations? Yes, it is. 10 nations that have been funding Zelensky. And Estonia is about a fifth of $1 billion. United Kingdom, about $1 billion. Italy, about $1 billion. The same with Sweden. Germany's about $1 billion. Canada, about $1 billion. The United States, $4.77 billion solo, alone. This is where your tax dollars are going. $4.77 billion. This is who's funding the operation in the Ukraine. This is not Zelensky doing anything without being under the direction of the United States government. And why would that be? It's very hard for the American people to understand the matter of empire. The word empire means just that. There was a time when the British Empire, the sun never set on that empire. It still doesn't. But the sun and the moon and the stars do not set on this empire. We rule the night. We own the night. We own the day. We own outer space, info space. We control it. The oceans, anything floating on the oceans, we control. We can control. We do control. Our navies patrolled the nations after World War II, made sure that merchandise got to markets, that oil reached the markets. We own and can control land masses with an aircraft carrier if needed. We also, everything that happens under the surface of the oceans, we know about. We own technospace. Technology. We have the finances to develop anything, any new patent, anything that has been, that anybody is patenting, I'm trying to think of the word, there is nothing that empire does not control. Empire bribes the nations of the world if they will assist us in controlling an area, doing this or that. We pay them handsomely. We own the narco fields in the Golden Triangle. We were involved with the British in developing the opium fields of Turkey 100 years ago, 150 years ago. We still are operations in Afghanistan because we left Afghanistan. Does that mean that we abandoned the poppy field, the trade, the drug trade in Afghanistan? No. Nothing changed as far as the drug trade. The CIA operation, this clandestine operation of this intelligence agency, nothing has changed. But what did change was this. The Pentagon made a decision. It was time to begin operations in Ukraine. And to begin operations in Ukraine, resources needed to be moved and objectives had to be... There was a change in objectives. The Ukraine was the objective. It was nothing. People are harping, screaming, yelling, ranting, raving. They've gone mad over the fact that we have left billions of dollars of arms in Afghanistan. We have just supplied the whole Islamic army to come with weapons. It was not accident. We have supplied the coming Islamic armies of that area. We didn't care. It was nothing in America's budget to let all of that military equipment go, walk away from it, because the new objective was much more valuable. Yes, opium, drugs, absolutely valuable to operations of empire. But minerals, gas, oil, energy, and biolabs, chimeras, is even more important. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Listeners, this is Anita, your Medicare specialist. Annual enrollment has come to an end for this year, but don't fret. You still have an opportunity starting January 1st through March 31st to make a change in your plan. Call me for details at 970-515-6882. Also, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and you're concerned about your copays, I have some affordable solutions for you. Call me, 970-515-6882, to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment.
1360khnc.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360khnc.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
The P.E. Gun Show, May 28th and 29th, is located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm drawings sponsored by Elijah Hatch, running for Weld County Commissioner at Large. With CCW classes, food all weekend, and thousands of fellow patriots, it's a great way to spend the day. For info, see peshows.com. That's peshows.com. See you at the show.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
There's a bad moon on the rise. And what is the name of that bad moon? Empire. And what is our terminology, the way we would understand it? Empire would be code for the United States of America. Empire. You know, do you think the United States is concerned about the demise of the petrodollar? If you believe that, you're fooled. We are not concerned at all. We realize, this nation has realized, empire has realized, destroy the mechanism to control the nations called the petrodollar. They have backup plans. Backup plans are the ultimate backup plans are the multinational corporations. This nation, empire, cannot become the one world global leader, the new world order leader, without the multinational corporations, without the oil companies, pharmaceutical companies. I can go on and on and on. Empire already has a backup plan. And they're not concerned about the petrodollar. They don't need the petrodollar to control the nations that we trade with. No. We have and will control the new digital currency. That's the backup plan. We talk about it. It's in the news. In the 70s, as a young Christian, a young hippie who believed in Jesus Christ, like along with millions of other young hippies that gave their lives to Christ, we liked the Bible, we liked end time prophecy, and we would read about rainbow money. Normally the green dollar, the green 20, the green 150, $100 bill. We started talking about rainbow money where there would be different denominations with different color codes. Came to pass. Talking about the great beast system computer in Brussels, Belgium. That was going to be the mark of the beast computer. It wasn't, because all that has to shift to the United States, to empire. And with all that Klaus Schwab has done with the World Economic Forum, who's that funded by? Yes, it's funded by nations, by NGOs, by multinational corporations, these large corporations, but also funded by the United States government via the Rockefeller interests. Are they afraid of losing control through the petrodollar? No. They have a backup plan. They'll control everything through the digital currency. Why will it come, and why will it be controlled by the United States of America? Before I answer that question, I want to remind you of what Christ said in the Scriptures. He said that if you shall know the truth will make you free. It means just that. Truth is very difficult to accept, maybe to understand. But if you know the truth, you will be set free. You'll have freedom. Because why? The truth breaks the power and the bondage of lies. And what are you listening to? What are you witnessing here in the last 4 or 5 years? With the election of Donald Trump, the doors were opened to lies through the mainstream media. There was collusion with Russia, and we can just keep on going. They had to destroy Donald Trump. But Donald Trump, through his administration, exposed the fake news media. The truth breaks the power of the lie of the multinational corporations' media. The CIA, the great CIA operation internationally. CNN? Don't think that the CNN is not infiltrated with CIA personnel. It is. MSNBC, CBS, ABC. Remember Walter Cronkite? Some of you that are older, in Vietnam, in the Vietnam War, everybody would rush home at 5 o'clock in the evening to 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock news to watch Walter Cronkite and his news for the day and the operations taking place in the Vietnam War. I remember I did. I was only 21, 22, 20, 19. Walter, this is the evening news with Walter Cronkite. And then we find out years later, Walter Cronkite is a globalist. He's part of the plan. He was a needed part of the operation. He had to sway the American people and to get the American people to believe that the Vietnam War was a just war, which it was not. The Vietnam War was a Rockefeller operation. It was about oil in the Gulf of Tonkin. I have many friends that military, and they're beginning to understand and know the truth about what happened in Vietnam. Christ said, if you shall know the truth shall make you free, set you free, give you freedom, as difficult as it may be, you'll be free. Now, why is the United States going to be, or why is empire, why is it necessary for empire to control everything financially, militarily, politically? Because we're in the Bible. We're in the Bible in chapter 17 and chapter 18 of the book of Revelation. And the American people are beginning to wake up. And I'll tell you who's waking up. It's not the Christian people. It's not the people that read the Bible. It's the people that are not Christian. Christ said that the children of the world are wiser than the children of light. The children of the world believe now that this Klaus Schwab operation is a Mark of the Beast operation. And it's scaring the bejesus out of them. They see prophecy happening and they believe it. They believe that this has got to be the mark of the Antichrist. They just don't know where Antichrist is coming from. In the Christian world, Antichrist is coming from every other nation, every other region of the world, other than empire. Revelation 18, Revelation chapter 17, Jeremiah 50 and 51 talk about this empire at the end of the world. There are numerous verses in the Bible and chapters that talk about an empire at the end of the world so big that it has the ability to control every square inch of the world, but there'll be great conflict. And the great weapon that this empire will use, the great weapon, greater than atomic bombs, will be weather warfare. It's in the Bible. Whoever can control the weather will control the world. And they will control the weather from outer space. Only one nation like this empire in the world. And people are beginning to wake up. People are starting to admit it's not England. It's not Russia. It's not China. Empire is on a mission, a biblical mission, a mission that is in prophecy of the end of the world. And that mission is to control the Western Hemisphere and attempt to control the Eastern Hemisphere, which it will not do perfectly. And if the nations of the world won't go along with empire, empire's technology will create famine, will create a drought, or flood the fields that produce the crops. It will flood them. We saw this operation take place in like 1991 in the Midwest when it rained and rained and rained through that summer season. It was just Mother Nature. Mother Nature went crazy. No, you go back and you look at the documentation of what happened in 1991. And it rained in Iowa, and it rained in Illinois, and just kept pouring and pouring and pouring, almost no summer. And the rivers, I think up in North Dakota, the Red River Valley, didn't it flood? And capital of North Dakota, was it Helena, underwater? This was a weather warfare operation. Until people understand and can see what empire can do, you will believe a lie. Until you can understand that you are under a psychological operation to control your thinking by this government, the great psychological propaganda operation was clearly evident during the Trump administration. People to this very day don't understand it. They didn't see it. They don't believe it. They don't understand the power of the lie. So, I'm just saying, no, the United States of America is not concerned about the publicity coming out of the Ukraine, whether it's a just war again or an unjust war. This government does not care. This government has an objective, and that objective is to destroy Russia, which it will not. The Bible says that God will destroy Russia when Russia attacks Israel with a group of other nations. The United States will not destroy Russia. And that Russia will not nuke the United States of America. That is not in the Bible. God will eventually judge this country like God is going to punish Russia when she invades the nation of Israel. With Iran, with Turkey, with armies out of the Ukraine, other nations surrounding Russia, part of these nations, some of these nations were the old Soviet Empire. That's how Russia is going to be destroyed. Vladimir Putin is a man that is protecting Russia's future and the prophecies for Russia from the plans of empire. You're going to see this develop more in the days and weeks and the months to come. And you're going to be convinced. I won't have to convince you. You will see it. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. We'll be back.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Hello, this is Daniel from A&D Design. We stopped by today to let you know that we have kitchen and bathroom cabinets. These are soft close full overlay cabinets with full extension rails made of plywood. You can contact us at 303-968-6678, and Cyrus has our website.
You can find more information on our website at andcabinetdesign.com. That's andcabinetdesign.com.
And again, just call me, 303-968-6678.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. The one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GodsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Hello, my name is Keith, and I'm the host of the program, The Pursuit of God, on 1360 KHNC, and I invite you to join me Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock as we go on this great pursuit of God.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call.
We're chasing rabbits down a rabbit hole, but these rabbits that we're chasing and this dimension that we're going into is very real. It is not a myth. It is real. This country will be the nation from which the coming person that everyone has talked about for centuries, the Antichrist. It used to be Antichrist was Caesars or Popes. No. He will be an American in the future. We're being set up to bring in someone to replace Joe Biden. And when that person comes into power, he should probably fit perfectly and be in line with all the prophecies of the Bible that talk about an Antichrist. We're going down a rabbit hole, but the way that the events in the world have developed, people are beginning to shift in their thinking. The nations of the world are beginning to polarize either for or against the United States. All it took was a coagulant. It took an event to begin the process. That event was Russia moving into Ukraine to remove the Nazi forces that were being supported in that area since 1947, 8, 9, by the United States of America. I did programs on one of the Nazis that came into the United States through Operation Paperclip, and he was sent right back into that area to begin to find the old comrades that were involved in propaganda and begin operations in Ukraine. Those operations have been sitting there, not dormant, but it's just like a fire that is just smoldering but hasn't hit the real perfect storm to ignite and become a big fire. But now, it has become a big fire. It is going to be a never-ending war internationally from this point forward. The wars that Christ said through the Apostle John in the book of Revelation, and also Christ talked about it in Matthew chapter 24 and in Luke chapter 21, the great wars that will take place at the end of the world. World War I, World War II, these other wars, they changed the balance of things internationally. And the balance that was changed was from the powers of Europe that had controlled Asia, Europe, and even China for generations, for centuries. It shifted to empire. Out of World War I, America, nations knew, actually going back to the 1870s, the European nations knew America's military, or America could never be conquered militarily. That was in 1870s. After World War I, it just made it more evident to the nations of the world, this nation, America, having the resources needed to get the war machine going at any second was going to be unchallenged. After World War II, there's no way. When we dropped the bombs on Japan and Nagasaki, we made it clear to the nations, we have the resolve, not just the technology, but we have the resolve to let the nations know that when we say jump, you ask how many times. And that has really been the principle from that time forward. I talk about a family, the Rockefeller family. This family, that one lineage, controls this nation. It began the control of this nation in the 1860s. It has been involved with controlling China since 1863. The Japan War was, I have no doubt, part of a plan by this lineage, by this family, because Japan was meddling with the profitability that the Rockefeller Standard Oil had in China. Standard Oil was very profitable and expanding its industrial base in China. And all of a sudden, the Chinese in 1937, the Japanese attacked China in 1937, and it kind of puts a halt to everything. Well, when there's money to be made, be assured that at the highest level of this government, militarily and politically, to the White House, this family was going to be involved to make sure that their business was not going to be interfered with. And I'm trying to find the articles. The CIA, the OSS, the intelligence agencies became the go-to players for the Rockefellers internationally, and in any of the nations that the Rockefellers had interests, whether it be mining or oil, if there was any conflict, well, it was kind of like the old Peabody guards back in the 1800s. And later on, it was the Peabody guards that came into the United States, came into Colorado. What was it back in the, when they were trying to strike there in Pueblo? And the Peabody guards was, I think it was Peabody security. There was that massacre in the camp. Well, I believe, if I remember correctly, that was the interests of the Rockefellers. The interests of the Rockefellers and their hold upon this country exists to this day. And it's not going to ever, there is nothing anyone can do about it. The only one that's going to bring it to the end, to an end, is Jesus Christ himself at his return. We'll hang on for the next segment. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out, that start around $25 per month, to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
How would you like some free advertising? Free! Free!
Free! Free! Free! Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003. And we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now?
It's hard to believe how prophetic these songs back in the 60s and 70s are, how prophetic they are in our world today. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Empire, if you understand empire, then everything fits. If you don't understand empire, if you don't see what America is, things will not fit. Revelation chapter 17 talks about a woman that is a prostitute and makes the nations of the world drunk with the wine of her power, of her fornication, and you could say her culture. Our woke culture is now, has even invaded the European nations, Ukraine, trying to invade Russia. Vladimir Putin said, no, we do not want the woke culture of America in Russia. The woke culture, our culture, spreading this evil, demonic, satanic evil into the nations. I have all my notes, and I'm going to get to one portion. Over the weekend, the Washington Post made an observation stating that international relations are often about choosing strategy over ideology. During the Cold War, Washington made common cause with Mao's China, among other unsavory regimes, to put pressure on the Soviet Union. It's not working this time. Not working this time. America's trying to put pressure on Xi Jinping, but it's not working. It worked one time, but it's not working today. Then United States Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, she states, we want to harm Russia. We want to harm Russia. That would clearly raise global oil prices. This woman is satanically evil. It would have a damaging impact on Europe and on other parts of the world. Who benefits from this kind of talk? Empire. She continues, and counterintuitively, it could actually have very little negative impact on Russia. So the rest of the world is affected, but has very little impact on Russia. Because although Russia might export less, the price it gets for its exports would go up. Then our old friend in Germany, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he states that his country is not going to ban Russian energy, with him stating, quoting, firstly, I do not see at all that the gas embargo would stop the war. Secondly, you are saying like we are earning from that? What are they gaining from that? The point is that we want to avoid a major economic crisis, losses of millions of jobs, and shutdowns of plants that will not open again, ever. This will have serious consequences for our country, for all of Europe. And then the leader of the unfree world, he says, Washington is going to follow the lead of the European Union. We're not following anybody's lead. We are the ones taking the lead. We are not going to follow, we will follow the lead of the European Union and ban all Russian affiliated ships from docking at American ports, which is false because the oil tankers are loading their tanks bound for the United States and the European Union from Russian oil tankers out in the ocean. They're at sea. They're not using any of these ports. Everything that comes out of that media, you have to put a question mark on it, because you're not being told the truth. And the American people are so busy, you don't have time to sit and consider. Then, as of today, out of something coming out of the Kremlin, President Vladimir Putin, he sent a telegram of congratulations to French President Emmanuel Macron, God with us, Macron, after his election victory yesterday, which was a Pilgrim Society victory. Pilgrim Society of London. Without Pilgrim Society, Joe Biden would not be in power as president or as an imposter. Without Pilgrim Society, Barack Obama would never have been put in power. Without Pilgrim Society, Europe and New York City, out of London and New York City, everything that we have been watching through the last 100 years would not have taken place. I could begin to take it apart piece by piece and show you who has been controlling everything and who brought Pilgrim Society into existence. Part of the family, the Rockefeller family, the great occult family of the West. Rick Rodriguez will be right back.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, we're going to finish out Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. Sundays, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm not a church, really. I'm more of a ministry. But again, 9 to noon. And podcasts for the programs throughout the week and on the weekend are archived. You can find them on 1360khnc.com. The great occult family of the West, the Rockefeller family, involved with secret societies, and the Pilgrim Society out of New York. Birds of a feather flock together. The Pilgrim Society came into existence 1902 in London. About six months later in the United States. But to be members of the Pilgrim Society, this is by the investigation of the members in those societies and their involvement in the occult. You can research this. You won't find it on Google. Get a different search engine, start page. You'll find out that within these secret societies, all that they do, the evil, comes to them packaged from the other dimension. It comes from another world, an invisible world of demons, invisible things, the things that are depicted in Dante's Inferno, coming in from that world into this world, and all of the knowledge of that other dimension, which was forbidden by God. But they violate the laws and the commandments of God, no problem. They find ways through the power of Lucifer to avoid judgment temporarily. The war in Ukraine is a Pilgrim Society plan, again, out of London and New York. Because if you control that part of the world, you control the vast wealth of Russia and that area. Also, you can control and own all of Western Europe, and you can defeat China. If the Pilgrim Society armies and plans can be realized, and they can own that area, China will not have a chance to rule the world, which they won't anyhow. So I'm suspecting that they're to a great degree going to be successful in controlling that area, forcing China eventually with the Asian sisters to move west to fulfill the prophecies about the Asian nations and the Battle of Armageddon. That's it for today. I took you down the rabbit hole far enough. If I take you any further, you're not going to sleep tonight. So I'm not that mean. I'm a kind person, so I'm going to leave it with that. But we'll see what happens tomorrow. I didn't get to my notes. I apologize. We'll see about tomorrow. 1360khnc.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588. Or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.